I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness and I'll to pray. If I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. To the valley of death I've been led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, and I know that my soul will be free from all care, they'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Trying to repay a little bit for what He did for us. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to, but He did. And all it takes is gratitude. And you want to do something for Him. It's that simple. A king made a feast for a banquet, invited all his men to come and play. But he didn't know before the night was over that the kingdom that he held would pass away. As the crowd began to roar in their drunken slumber, that worried look soon took his smile away. As he looked, he said, "Behold, I see a finger, and it's writing something on the wall today. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. There's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen. For wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning. And the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then that he realized he waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. There's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen. For wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning. As the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then he realized he waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I've sent warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the world again today. That runs through the form, the message. The handwriting is on the wall for the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. The message of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, and this here truth. Mm-hmm. The message tells the story again to we need. Don't be within the balance and found wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. This is the truth for your day. You could go out there and look. You'll just find a bunch of donkeys beating their gumps together, trying to entertain you. But this is the message. We just happen to be here, mm-hmm. The tail end of it. We're just continuing on from what Brother Brennan brought, the message. That don't turn down the truth for your day. You turn this down. There's only one thing left, judgment. I've seen it time and time and time again. Where we would send them book, or they would send them back, or they would burn them up. And all of a sudden, next time I look on the hut right up, they'd have a funeral for them. That day. Like that guy sent them some books, and he called me up, madder than a hornet. 2 weeks later, I looked, and they're having his funeral that day. That's God's judgment. Same with that boss here in Sommerfeld. I've run into that guy over the years many times, trying to direct them. Let them know that boss job that you have, you got to give that thing up if you want to have any part of the heavenly structure. Well, I sent him some books, and he sent them back and scribbled his name out there, like pretending we don't know who he sent them to. And 2 weeks later, they buried him. See, that's God's judgment. Turning down the truth for your day. It's right in front of your face. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much, I put in a lot of effort to send that books to that Ike from Lumengard, just passed away. And, over the years, like I said, I had a lot of encounters with him. And all I did was I know this here truth is it. Mm-hmm. And all I'm doing, I'm trying to tell people there's nothing outside of this here truth. This song here tells it. The message tells the story again today. This is the message. The message of the end time. The handwriting's on the wall. God sent a prophet. And we're just, it's got nothing to do with us. We're just doing our job because God knew we're not going to back down. We're going to go full steam ahead. And then we send these, we're doing what we're doing to warn people. That's the final warning. And then if you reject that, then it's exactly what it says here. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning. See, it's just a warning what you're doing. And then after that, if you reject this warning, then comes judgment. I could tell you, man, time and time and time again, where we would talk to somebody or we would, and they rejected it. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you hear disaster hit them. We're not playing a game here. This is serious stuff. This is the final chapter. This is the last warning for mankind. Because we're just contending on. It just happened to be that you and I have been given the mandate and the responsibility to finish off what really started before the foundation of the world. But here in the church at Laodicea, God sent that angel, and that angel linked up with Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson, and then we just happened to be given the responsibility and the mandate to hold on to the things that be given to the church at Laodicea. We're just sending out warnings. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. And people have an option. They can either reject it. Really doesn't matter to us what they do. If they reject it, fine. If not, well, they're going to have to suffer the consequences. I've seen it. I can mention a lot of names where we would come in contact with somebody and they'd chill out or they'd tell us to go fly a kite and we don't need your garbage and we got our preachers. Oh, yikes, it's just too numerous to mention. And then judgment hits them and they wonder why. Mm-hmm. Well, they turn down the truth for their day. Right. This is the truth for our day. Just happens to be just you and I happen to carry it. That's all. Somebody has to carry it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. God always uses a vessel to carry a message. You know, it doesn't just go into the air and nobody is able to speak it. You know, He has a vessel that speaks the message for your day and hour. He's done that throughout time. Back in the Old Testament, it was the prophets. Here in the New Testament, He used those angels, and those angels had a vessel here on earth that they spoke through. And we're just continuing on with what God has done.
We don't mind doing it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else to do. As at a glance, stands from Saturday Island, on some cloud winds of kindness blows in, on fun Jesus gave feared by the hun, their sign for dirt in freedom and gain, bound ye my love is ye. There in the air, out of you, bell and gay. Bound ye about the vision. There in the air, out of you, bell and gay. Dark sing dollars in the morning and glee. Yelts at Salik and Highland Zoo. All is dark in the Ryan and Zoo. Dark is tamely shaving here. Malyabalu is here. Balya baldu vishi burden we after you belonging. Dart is yene in zail barisha. Day in flap on den highling in guys. Ain't an betum for God the Sultan. Seine Liebe in Sonne aufreit. Bald ja bald, o wie schön, werden wir auch durch Jubeln gehen. Bald ja bald, o wie schön, werden wir auch durch Jubeln gehen. Dort ist jene im Seelmarische, die entflaffen den heiligen Geist, in Anbetung vor Gottes Altar, seine Liebe in Sonne aufreißt. Bald ja bald, o wie schön, werden wir auch durch Jubeln gehen. Bald ja bald, o wie schön, werden wir auch durch Jubeln gehen. Lord, I don't want to do one thing on my own. Put me where you want me, Lord, where I belong. Give me the strength, Lord, to do thy perfect will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb in the highest hills. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to stay in the center of thy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. This world gets more wicked every day. People's hearts are growing cold, forgotten how to pray. But if I live to be 100, I'll be holding to your hand until you come and take me home to that promised land. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to stay in the center of thy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. This world gets more wicked every day. People's hearts have grown cold, forgotten how to pray. But if I live to be 100, I'll be holding to your hand until you come to take me home to that promised land. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to stay in the center of thy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord. thee. With my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes,
Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey.
When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. There is none like you, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. I have seen him in the watchfires of a thousand circling kin. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and dim. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth marching on. Good thing about this, we don't have to start nothing on our own, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't have to engineer nothing. Mm-hmm. It's all mapped out. All we need to be obedient. That's the problem. Obedience. That's the final thing. The Bible talks something about when your obedience is complete. As we have a rebellious nature, eh? Mm-hmm. I'll do it my way. Well, that doesn't work in this chapter. Well, we want to continue. We left quite a few loose ends yesterday. I was trying to tell something about how it works with that. If you can get yourself to believe, you and the whole household will be saved. And I just saw some things that I didn't see. Well, I saw them yesterday, but I didn't bring it out. Like the prophet to the age. Well, what was William Branham? William Branham, he was just transmitting what that angel told him. And he said, the first Bible was written in the solar system, in the universe, like in the galaxies. You know, he just was repeating what that angel told him. And I pondered about that a lot, and like I say, you look up at our galaxy, you got the sun, and then you got the planets. The planets are all controlled by the sun. And the gravity pull and everything, the planet can't do nothing without the sun. If the sun would stop, then these planets would go in disarray.
Like the planets are telling us a story.
Yeah, and you all you got to do is look up there. There's a sun, and that's the same thing what I was trying to tell you yesterday. Like, for instance, like God has honed out you, for instance. I'm just trying to draw a picture how simple this whole process is. It's all normal. It's all a godly principle. And I was thinking about, like we were saying yesterday, that you are the spiritual son for your family. And if you, all you got to do is believe the message for your day, and they'll somehow, God will see to it, they'll somehow, they'll just come a running eventually at the end of the day. It's the end of the day that counts. And I can prove it to you back in the days of when the Israelites came through the wilderness journey, and then Moses sent out these two spies to go in and check out Jericho, and then they stopped at this prostitute, that Rahab, and then the spies told Rahab, "You bring your whole family in here, and we'll make sure that you don't get destroyed when we come here." See, she put her life on the line. If she would have been caught with these spies in her house, they'd have killed her at a heartbeat. But see, she hid him away that they couldn't find him, and then she gave him a wrong steer just to get him off course. Oh, they were here, but they had to hurry before the gates closed, and so they went running after him. But in the meantime, she had him hid under a pile of straw. But so see, she put her life on the line, and because of that, her whole family and these spies told, "Bring your whole family into the in here, and we'll make sure they get protected." See, that's why I got to go to the scriptures to prove to you what we're saying. And like I said about that jailer, it was just that jailer. If Peter would have talked to that jailer's butter, it would not have worked. It had to be that specific jailer there. And he said, "If you believe, you and your whole household will be saved." And like I said the other day, the same with that man from Ethiopia. When Philip went up to him and he said, "If you can get yourself to believe, you and your whole household will be saved." I'm just trying to bring a point out. And like I tell you, like the sun up here, and then for instance you, or for instance me, and every family has a structure. I can prove it to you time and time and time again. I try to go in like that. I'm telling you about that Mike, that John here from Somerville. Over the years, I tried to talk to that man left, right, and center. Over the years, I tried to direct it towards the message for your day, and he rejected it and rejected it. Now, there's a lot of people, that whole family structure, that were under his watch. You can't talk to them. They're just as confused as ever. And now they got to go work for these, they lost that whole college because that other group has both of these colleges under their wing. And simply because that John did not do his part. All God required of him, give up your job and come and walk with me. That's all he required. Mm-hmm. God would have seen to the rest of it. And then I could at least talk to his brothers. But I can't even get near him because they're so poisonous. See, that was that John's job from Somerville. It wasn't my job. Mm-hmm. It was his job. The same with that Danny here from Bloomfield. I've had a lot of encounters with that guy. But I can't get close to his siblings. Every time I talk, they mock us, you know. But see, it's not my job to talk to his siblings. It's his job. Mm-hmm. He knows what I'm about. He knows that you and I have the truth. But he's trying to shut it out, and he's trying to reject it. And at the end of the day, nobody gets nothing. He doesn't get nothing, and neither do his siblings get nothing. Like I say, I can't even get near any of them. And his nephews and all that. That's how it works. If God, you reject this here truth, then all we're trying to do, we're just trying to lay it out there, take it or leave it. It's good if you do, but if you don't, then you're going to do exactly what that song says. Judgment is going to come on you and all the people that are under your watch. I've seen it time and time and time. I could mention names, mm-hmm. and you would see it right in front of your face, how judgment comes on them, and before you know it, they're dead, or their wife is dead, or disaster hits the family, and one thing after another. But see, that's the reason you and I are holding on to the fort. We're doing everything we can to try to bring out the warning to a lost and dying world here in these closing days of time. And you and I have been given the mandate and the responsibility to continue on with the program. It has to be somebody. We just happen to be somebody that the Lord found faithful, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to deliver this meat in due season, to continue on with the program, because somebody has to do it. God always uses people. He does use a donkey, or he used that angel to speak to the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and then that angel continued on with Brother Jackson. And now, when we are faithful, all we got to do is continue on with the program. Mm-hmm. Hold on to the things that have been firmly established through the Church of Laodicea. I counsel of thee to buy of me gold, to put on that eye staff, and to dress yourself so that you don't stand naked before God on that final day of judgment. This here message from Brother Branham is that eye staff of Brother Jackson. That's that counsel that God said, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. But how can you get that gold when you reject the very thing that could give you that gold?
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. When we heard it, we embraced it with a passion, and we didn't care. We didn't care what it cost us. Of course I knew they're going to mock us. Of course we know that they're going to reject us. But see, that doesn't stop us. We just keep on going.
Because we know, what satisfied that hunger that was in us. You know, it was only the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And like you were saying, that, like, the nature tells us a story. It's just the way God wants to relay something to us, you know. It's his principles. And like you were saying, like the heavens and the galaxies and everything, God wants to tell us something in a story. There is a story behind it. And like you were saying, like, when there's somebody in the household that God will have in order to draw the rest of the people together. And you can, a prime example in the New Testament is Cornelius, you know, when he was doing alms, and he was really concerned about his salvation. You know, you can see that the man had a concern. And God made it so that Peter went and visited him, you know, after he dealt with Peter about there's nothing unclean. So he went and visited Cornelius. And when he came to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius had invited all his kin folks, like his relatives and his close friends, you know. And it was through Cornelius that they listened to what Peter had to say. See the principle that God has. There are certain men that God has, and then the relatives and the close friends, it brings them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I could tell you an example. I'll give an example here, for instance, that Canada, Dr. Bell, he was nothing. When I saw him down at the truck stop there, and I decided I'll stop and talk to him. There was a whole bunch of these windy big guys there, and I stopped then and talked to them. I told him about God sent the prophet to baptism in Jesus' name, and he cut it right away. And I spent 3 years with him, took it to the convention, he got baptized in Jesus' name down there and everything. For the first few, he was a tremendous asset. And one day we went, and I told you before that, but I'm trying to bring this thing out to prove to you how this works. If you reject it, you rejected your whole family structure, and if you accept it, then your whole family structure will be blessed. And we were in that air show, and the Lord spoke right out of heaven, right into his spirit. Go over there and stand with Sam. Yes. And that's the only jumpy scripture you got while you're down here on planet Earth. You just go stand with Sam no matter what. Well, there for about a year or so, he did. He did that very thing because the Lord spoke into his spirit. And then all of a sudden, he just completely made a 180, and he started to undermine everything I said and did exactly the opposite. I told you before, but see what happened then all the people that were under his watch, the people that he could have affected, that whole Piney colony there, he could have affected that whole Iberville colony, because those were his people. All his downline would have been under his watch, and all these, somehow, he would have been that son. But see, he decided to go the other direction. Instead of being blessing them, he's bringing a curse on them. Then he went down to the Carib and to these Windy Bay people and completely poisoned them against you and I. Told him this is a Shekinah program, when he knew very well it wasn't. He knew what that was about, because I drove it for 3 years and you stayed down there for a year or so. He knew exactly what you and I were about. But he took a 180 and did what that Tucker Carlson does. He used to be a pretty good guy, but all of a sudden something happened to him, and he got bewitched, and he started working against the Jewish people and slandering him and doing everything that he ought not to do. And the same thing happened to him. And then what happens, they bring a curse instead of bringing a blessing and directing these people towards the eternity. They bring a curse on them. And just that simple. I've seen it time and time again how this works. We're just trying to draw a picture for people, that people will fear God. You know, they don't fear God anymore. They think they can kick the can down the road and it's just going to bypass them. Well, judgment is coming. It's looming on the horizon. Just right here and right in front of our very eyes. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, Lord, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you've given us your word. You've sent a prophet and apostle, and you've given us the understanding of your word through that ministry of that great apostle and that prophetic ministry, Lord. We just pray we'll just never take it for granted, but praise it with a passion, Lord. And we just pray for grace that you'll help us to be faithful and true for the things you've called us to be, Lord. I know it's one thing to start the journey, but it's another thing to persevere, Lord. And all we ask, Lord, for grace to continue on with the program, to continue on with the journey, Lord, that we'll be an example to people that are watching us and that are under our watch, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to be faithful and true, Lord. And most of all, we pray you'll open the hearts of the people and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. That there's so much in the Word of God that it would take a lifetime to explain it all, but I'm trying to make it simple. And I tell you about how the solar system, how the prophet said the first Bible was written in the solar system. So we just got to look up there and see how it functions, like with the sun. And what I was trying to tell you yesterday, that you are that person that we call up for your family structure. And I know people time and time and time again. I knew they are called out to stand for truth. All they got to do is stand for truth, for like it says, like that song said, the message for your day. You turn down the message for your day, like that Denny here from Bloomfield. He turns down the message for your day. He ups have encountered with him over the years. There was a time we were on the same page, and he knew I got the truth. And he knows it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And what he does, he turns it down, and he thinks he can go do his own thing, but he refuses to be identified with you and I, because it's a reproach of Christ, like I was telling you about Rahab. Back in the day, Moses, he decided one day he wants to be identified with these Jews, with these Israelites. And see, it was the reproach of Christ to be identified with these Israelites back in the day. These two people, these two spies that went up to Rahab, they were part of that Jewish structure. And to be identified with the Jews at that time, it was a reproach of Christ, because the Bible says Moses chose to rather be identified with the reproach of Christ than to accept all the wealth that Egypt had that was right at his fingertips. And he decided he wants the reproach of Christ. And here's the same principle. It's the same. Now, that's a reproach to be identified with Samuel Ray. But that's why people don't hang out with us too much. They don't want to have no part of it because it's a reproach of Christ. But they're in his eternal life. God set it up that way. He's not going to, there's nobody going to get a free ride, you know. You're not willing to pay the price if you're not willing to be identified with the reproach of Christ. Well, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Judgment is looming on the rise, and all you got to do is accept it, because we're not responsible for having this job here. Just the Lord saw something in us, and He taught us. He took me through 40 years of schooling under the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jim, so that here in these end of closing days of time, we'll have something to deliver to the people, a truth, an end time truth. The things we're saying is 100% accurate, and we can back it up with the scripture. We're doing it time and time again. We take you to the scripture, and we see you, and we give you the principles of the scripture, like I just finished saying about Rahab. Rahab, she decided she doesn't care if she knew her life was at risk if they find these spies in her house. She took a risk and a chance, because she said, our hearts melted within us when we heard about the people coming through the wilderness, when we heard about Egypt and the Red Sea. Everybody, they were scared of him. And she saw something in him, and she wanted to be identified with him. And because of that, she got into the genealogy of Jesus Christ, because Rahab the harlot, you know the story about that. Simply because she put her life on the line, and she was willing to be identified with these people down in the mud pits, with these Jewish people. The same thing today. That's why the Bible says, pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem, and be identified so that you don't get into this anti-Semite spirit that's out there, the Jew-hating thing, like that Tucker Carlson. All of a sudden he starts hating the Jews for no reason at all. Everything is the Jewish problem. But see, the Jews are the solution, not the problem.
That's right.
That's the way people do it. They're away from God, they fall into all kinds of stuff, and then along comes somebody and bewitches them. Somebody witched that Tucker Carlson, and he doesn't even know what happened to him. I tell you what, it was a demon that did it.
He even says, like, he woke up and he had a demon scratched his ear or something like that. It's something to do with demons and stuff like that. And when you listen to him, he's got more things that happened to him. His back just gave out and things like that. He had a lot of issues, and the effects of it, you can see that he turned against Israel, and it clearly say, like, if you hate Israel, like, it's like if you curse Israel, you're gonna be cursed. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed, because that's where the hub is of the whole world, is really Jerusalem, because it is, once that temple is built in the millennium age, that's the hub of the world is Jerusalem, where the Lord Jesus Christ will rule and reign out of. And because it's going to be even mandatory that once a year that the representatives of the nations come over to Jerusalem and pay tribute to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can see how these things are all starting to fall into place. But the devil has people that oppose it, you know, try to disprove the things of God. You can see that all through history what the devil has done. He's always had people that oppose what God was doing. In the wilderness, he had Dathan and Abiram and Korah. They were coming against Moses and what God was doing. And in the New Testament, you see the spirit of Antichrist that was starting to rise up. And then you had Roman Catholicism and all these enemies to God, you know, to what God is doing. And here in the end time, He is working overtime to make sure that Israel never gets its footing But you know what? We know that prophecy will be fulfilled. No matter what Trump does, if he signs a deal with Hamas, if he signs a deal with the IRGC and with all these enemies of Israel, in the end, they will come down, because Israel will be firmly established in the millennium. It says, and we will live in his sight. You know, right now you see all this turmoil coming about, and it's really the effects of Satan. It says he'll come down having great wrath, and that's what you see around the world now, is the wrath of Satan, you know, because he knows his time is short. He doesn't have much time left when that angel will come down and just bound him and lock him up for 1,000 years in hell, and he'll not be able to do anything for 1,000 years. And when that millennium will be over, then he'll be let loose again to test those mortals that were born in those 1,000 years. They still have to be tested, because everything that God creates has to be tested. Every creation that you see out there has to go through a testing. And the same way with those mortals, there will be mortals in the millennium, and they will replenish repopulate the earth. But those mortals will have to be tested at the end of that millennium to see if they will be found worthy to go into the eternal age then. So it's all like you see how God has a program, and it's all that program will be fulfilled. It will all come to fruition, everything. And just like you see, like all these enemies to Israel, they will be no more. Mm-hmm. It's like a vapor. They're here today, but in the end they will be no more, because Israel has that promise, you know. Nothing that anybody would ever say and do will come against the promise that Balaam tried to come against him, and it ended up having to bless them. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can see that prophecy will all come to fulfill, and those that come against him will be blown to pieces. Those that come against Israel, God's gonna deal with them.
This thing with Trump, he's just fulfilling scripture, because scripture says when they say peace, mm-hmm, and safety, what's Trump all about? Oh, he brags so much. Oh, he stopped 8 wars, and mm-hmm, he all around the world, it's peace. Mm-hmm. But he's just fulfilling that scripture. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. All he talks is peace and all that. But he's just fulfilling scripture.
And you can see that it's not a real peace.
Yeah.
You know, because the animosity, yeah, in the hearts are still there.
Yeah.
Until that animosity is dealt with, that is not going to just be taken away with the signing of a signature and a piece of paper. That has to be dealt with. Just when you can see the Edomites, God's going to deal with the Edomites, and he's going to deal with the Ammonites and the Moabites. And that's basically the land of Jordan, the present day Jordan. That is what makes up Edom, Ammon, and Moab. And just, mm-hmm, like in the United States of America, you see, Trump talks about a rosy picture. But behind that rosy picture is still that animosity of the Democrats and all the left and all its ilk that follow it, because that will have to be dealt with too. And that's where George Washington's vision will come into effect, that third peril, where that cleanup will take place. You know, we could paint a rosy picture too about everything, but one day you have to face reality, and reality will just stare you in the face, mm-hmm, one day, that it has to come to fulfillment, what George Washington said and what the prophecies of Israel all the prophecies of that God has for Israel will come to fulfill. And Brother Jackson, he laid out a lot of those prophecies, how who is he that comes out of Edom or Bozrah with blood-spattered garments. See, that scripture has to be fulfilled in the same way with Ezekiel 38:39, where these countries come up against Israel and the surrounding areas that are now living in peace. Everything has to be fulfilled. And we could tell you a nice rosy story about, even about people. Like we mentioned names and people, we could tell you everybody's going to heaven, but that would not be telling you the truth. In the end, you're going to be deceived. If we tell people the truth, then at least in the end, you know, you're not going to
misled.
Yeah, misled. Yeah, we're not misleading anybody.
And we're not giving a phony front about mm-hmm. We talk about that kind of, well, it's there for the eyes to see. Sure, people have to bash it on because he's kind of handicapped and all that, but that's beside the point. He's just taking advantage of it. He's a narcissist. That's what these narcissists do. They prey on people's emotions. You know, some people are very emotional. My son, he's very emotional too, and the devil knows when people get emotions, they're controlled by their emotions. But see, you and I, we're controlled by the Word of God. You can take your emotions and you can do whatever with them, but we're not falling for that emotion. We sometimes watch movies about these narcissists and about these psychopaths, and they know exactly the trickery, how they can get people's emotions and how they can win the day by their pretend, you know? That's what a lot of people do. They want you to feel sorry for them. But at the heart of it, they haven't still repented, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, we're just doing our job here, and we're just trying to lay it out there as simply as we know how. This here is that message that the Bible talks about, and if you reject that, you're going to have to go into that other chapter. This is the final chapter from the Grace Age, 2,000 years of grace, and here is just the finishing touches. And if you come on board and you accept the message for your day, it's not our message. If it wasn't for Brother Brennan, Brother Jack, we won't know nothing. But see, we tapped into it. We tapped into eternal life, and then there is eternal life because one of these days, I'm going to go dig out the scripture exactly where it is, where Jesus said, this will be eternal life, they believe of them whom I will send. There's something about, well, you got to read it off the pages, and then it becomes life to you, and then you can form your own picture when Jesus said, this will be eternal life. See, you and I, we're plugged into these seven stars, these seven angels, where it says that this is going to be eternal life. We're plugged right into it. Here in the church, here later. See, I keep saying it over and over again. And I know I'm saying it over and over again. Because you got to repeat it over and over again. Because as soon as we talk here, and then Satan comes along and tries to muddy up the picture. Just like he always does. And because he knows that you and I have the truth. So he does everything he can to try to disrupt us, to try to make you and I irrelevant, and then he goes and brainwashes the people and lies about them, tells them this is a Shekinah program, and he not only tells them, he convinces them that that's what it is, and then people they get turned off, and then they go their merry way, and justifying themselves, and when the devil knows very well that you and I have the truth, so what he does, he makes sure that he draws a bad image of us, and like the Bible says, the truth will be spoken of in the last days. Black will be called white. Evil will be called good. Good will be called evil. It's an upside down world we're living in. But see, we just got to persevere. And that's all we've ever done all our life. We persevere and we stay with the course until the Lord gives us a different chapter, a different job to do. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're putting this thing out there. People can find it. People, they want it. Fine. If not, well, they're just going to bring judgment on themselves. Like I say, I could tell you time and time and time again where people reject the truth And you can go to biblical history when they rejected the prophets and they had to go in 70 years of captivity. They rejected Jesus and they had to go into the destruction of Jerusalem. Time and time again. And here's the same thing. You reject the message for your day, you're just going to have to suffer the consequences, because up there over here, it's the judgment day of the Lord. Behold, the judgment day is coming. It's just up the road here. And we can actually give you, you can do it yourself. All you got to do with the magic number, October the 15th, 2021. And from there, it's 1,260 days to the middle of the week, a week of Daniel. And from there, once you hit the middle, it's 42 months. It's all biblical. It's 42 months till the end of the week of Daniel and the minute. All right, that very day, like I said the other day, once that day hits zero, there is that big angel, ties up Satan, and throws him into hell, and then they will see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man with power and great glory. And when they see him, when the kings of this earth and the inhabitants of this earth and the kings and the potentates and all these big preachers and all that, when they see the Lord Jesus coming back, the heavens roll back, they're going to say to the mountains, fall on us, unto the hills, protect us from him that's coming back. It's just 3 years up the road here. Like I say, you do the math. October the 15th, 2021, and then you add 1,260 days to it. And then once you get that, you add 42 months. They're right to the day. You can put it on your calendar. It's going to count down to zero. God, these days are numbered. And all we're doing, we're warning the people everywhere we can, whatever we can. This thing goes all around the world, this website, and it's just out to send out the warning of what's coming. This is not the Gee Whiz by Gully program. This is exactly what we keep saying over and over. This is at midnight, there was a cry. February the 28th, 1963 was the middle of the church age of Laodicea, and 1906 was the beginning of it. Just simple math. Anybody can do it. You don't take the guesswork out of it. It's not a gee whiz, by golly, when you put on the YouTube, this person talks about the end time, but he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He's just beating his gum together. Here you get it itemized right to the day. And you're going to see Israel, they're going to build their temple, they're going to get their land back, because thus saith the scripture. We're just telling people exactly what's going on, because we found it through the ministry of that angel that took the woe before to Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson, and we're just doing the finishing touches to it. People can take it or leave it. It really doesn't matter to us, because we're just doing our job. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we know what Jesus said. He said, take heed lest any man deceive you, Lord. And there's many voices out there here in our hour, Lord, where people are being misled and deceived. But you sent a prophet and then Brother Jacks in order to for us to have a clear picture and a clear vision so that we cannot be deceived, Lord. So we're very grateful for that, and we're just letting people know where the truth is and what you've done in this hour, Lord. And the truth is still marching on, Lord, and they can be part of it and not be part of that deception that is out there. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.